Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's an important statewide program that aims to take a bite out of prescription opioid drug use in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, in an effort to fight drug abuse and the ongoing opioid and heroin crisis, a statewide database is now available online to allow medical professionals and pharmacists to better monitor prescription drug abuse and detect possible abuse and fraud. The database was authorized through Act 191 of 2014 and is being maintained by the Pennsylvania Department of Health. The program called ABC Map is an electronic database listing all controlled substances that are prescribed and dispensed in Pennsylvania. The database will help improve patient care and prescribing practices, uncover drug diversion, and identify the practice of doctor shopping by those attempting to illegally obtain dangerous drugs. Pennsylvania is now one of 49 states to have a database tracking prescription drug dispensing for controlled substances, and efforts are underway to expand the database across state lines for greater information sharing.
Also, during the summer legislative recess, a lot of committees tried to catch up on some really important issues that are facing the state. And I understand there have been some hearings held this summer on emergency preparedness in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
That's correct. At hearings held in northeastern Pennsylvania recently, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committees learned more about how the Commonwealth can better assist first responders in the years to come and improve management in emergency response situations. The first hearings focused on long-term first response needs, including addressing a shortage of volunteers and relaunching a task force for long-term strategic planning. The task force was originally established in 2004 and developed numerous recommendations that have since been enacted into law. Testimony at the second hearing dealt with overhauling the state's emergency management law, the role that regional task forces can play, and what resources will be needed to ensure statewide readiness to deal with future emergency response situations.
Also, as we get toward Labor Day here, a lot of people are thinking about getting out into the great outdoors and perhaps maybe doing some of the last fishing they'll get a chance to do this year. And I understand the Fish and Boat Commission has some special opportunities available. What's going on here?
Absolutely. To help introduce both children and adults to the sport of fishing, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is offering two special angling opportunities this Labor Day, September 5th. The first is a $1 license for adult residents and non-residents for Labor Day only. The second opportunity is a Mentored Youth Panfish Day, which provides youth anglers who obtained a free Mentored Youth permit or purchased a Mentored Youth voluntary license during the spring, an extra opportunity to fish on 19 lakes throughout the state. To participate in the Mentored Youth program, adult anglers must have a valid Pennsylvania fishing license and be accompanied by a youth. Youth anglers can obtain their free Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission issued permit or purchase a voluntary youth fishing license at www.gonefishingpa.com. Again, for more information on all of these great programs, you can visit www.gonefishingpa.com.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.